Hello, this is Eric Jaworski, and you're listening to my podcast. I'm not a really big roller coaster person. I just recently just got into roller coasters, but I seem to like one particular roller coaster ride. It's the rides that are based off of movies. So, like, obviously rides that come from Disney World or Universal Studios. Those type of rides. I suppose the reason why I like these type of rides is because it brings the visitor into the world of the movie. Now, I'll probably be mentioning a lot of rides from Universal Studios, but there are a few rides from Disneyland that I will talk about. But the first ride that comes to my mind is the Mummy ride. Now, I went on this, like, by myself, alone, and I remember how scared I was at first, because, again, I was getting into roller coasters, and I went into the singles ride, and so I basically was outside for a long period of time, and I was quickly sent inside to this dark room, and I couldn't see anything at all. But, and again, one thing that I do like about movie rides is it's not only the ride itself that is amazing, but also the line into the ride as you're, like, walking through. And I remember, like, walking through it, and I was actually pretty scared. It sets a scary tone with, like, these dark areas in this set that's constructed to look like a dig site. And again, like, they have dramatic lighting, like purple lighting or just dark shadows to make it spooky. And again, they have, like, the ominous music from the Mummy series of, like that dark tone to, like, make it as if, like, this sort of feeling that there's something around. And of course, the ride itself was fun, where you see Imhotep going around like, "You will all be mine!" And seeing that character interact with you, which is another thing about movie rides is why I like, is that the characters are interacting with you. As cheesy as it is, when you're in the ride, it looks awesome. Another ride that I'm thinking of is the Men in Black ride. I've watched the movies, and I kind of know what it's all based upon. So I went to Universal Studios in Florida, where it's at, and I went to the ride, and it starts out with sort of like this idea of, this is what the future will be like in space! But then all of a sudden, Zed stops and talks, and he was like, alright, cancel that. You people here, you're going to become Men in Black. And so a secret door opens, and you're going through the elevator that was like in the movie. And then you go down the elevator, and you walk into the MIB base, and you see the main headquarters where the aliens who work at the computers are. And then you see those weird little worm aliens talking to you, and it's like, oh my god, those were in the movie! And again, that was an awesome kind of feature in it, especially like how it transitions into it. Another ride that I'm thinking of is the... I didn't get to go on the Toy Story ride, which, again, it recently came out, and a lot of people love Toy Story, and so I believe they wanted to go on the ride because of Woody and Buzz talking to them, there being in their adventure, and that's also, as I said, another thing where you're put into the movie. Another ride, when I went to Disneyland around Christmas time, they set up a, the Haunted Mansion to look like Nightmare Before Christmas. So everything is decorated in the style of Tim Burton, where there's the big eyes that it has, the Jack Skellington characters, creepy characters that you see in the movies, and you see Jack Skellington talking to you. And another thing that I liked about this ride is the music. It's music that you recognize before. It's Nightmare Before Christmas. You hear Kidnapping Santa Claus or This Is Halloween, but it's not sung the right way, and it's sung in, like, this creepy tone, but yet, at the same time, you like it. And I remember the Singing Pumpkins, where they're singing, like, a Christmas song combined with Grinning Ghosts, and it was so exciting to see these singing pumpkins. And that was a fun ride I went on. another ride I'm trying to think of is the Jurassic Park ride. Where, as again, you're walking in and you see a TV screen that's giving you introductions about safety about the video and also sort of puts you in the realm where it has like a Jurassic Park news commenting section and talking about different dinosaurs. And then before you get on the ride, there's a station of guards where they're looking at monitors, making it look like as if they're actually looking at monitors and the dinosaurs. And then when you're going up in the ride and you first see dinosaurs, you hear the music, the awe-inspiring music, and then the Brachiosaurus, I don't know exactly, the long neck, where it comes out and it goes, and you hear the music of the awe-inspiring, the awesome, the majestic, beautiful dinosaurs, and all of a sudden the music changes, and all of a sudden there's velociraptors attacking you, they're coming everywhere, all of a sudden there's a person on a PDA going, we gotta get these passengers out, we gotta eject. In the countdown, the countdown's gone. 5, 4, 3. All of a sudden, Tyrannosaurus Rex comes out. Roar! You fall down a pit, and I don't like falling. But again, it was nice to like get in that rushing atmosphere where it's like, oh my God, there's dinosaurs around. Where are they? And that mysterious saw. And I suppose it kind of makes sense. I should mention this. It's not only the ride, but also the town area itself, which is the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, which they done beautifully. I love it. When I went there for winter break, I was just in awe. I was quickly rushing to like get in line for the Wizarding World because Forbidden Journey, because I didn't want to get on the ride. But as I'm like walking by, I'm seeing all the detail. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And they really did put so much detail into this ride because so many people love Harry Potter and they know that people want to be involved with Harry Potter. So they make the Three Broomsticks, they make the restaurant, they make a store area, they make Honeydukes, they make Ollivanders where you can actually get sorted for wands. And it's mind-blowing just to be able to be there. And like, I can imagine like little kids even being more excited being here to actually be in the world of Harry Potter. I was excited myself. And then the ride itself, it was amazing. As you're walking through the castle, you go through Dumbledore's office, you go into the Defense Against the Dark Arts room, and again, the characters are talking to you, they're speaking to you, they're telling you stories, and again, it's as cheesy as it is, it's awesome for the person who's there, because they love the story, they love these characters. And then the Sorting Hat is talking to you, talking about safety. I would never expect the hat to talk to me about pregnant people and seizures, but anyways. And then you go on the ride, you're hooked up, and they do the ride so well. They have a combination between both real action stuff and 3D effect, the projection. As you're in the astronomy tower, then it goes to the projection as you're flying around Hogwarts, and then all of a sudden you're in the you're in the bridge area, and there's supposedly a dragon that is around, and then finally you fall down, you see the dragon breathe fire on you, even though it's smoke, and then you go into like this dark cavern area where there are spiders everywhere, and there's Aragorn right there. And then you go back to the projection, and there's projection going on. Harry Potter's talking to you, and then all of a sudden, you're in the Chamber of Secrets, and there are Dementors! Real Dementors! Puppet Dementors that really scared me! And then finally at the end, you fly into, like, pass by the Great Hall, where it's actually real, and the characters are electronic, but I love the ride so much, and it was so much fun, and I do love movie rides. I love them. I love being in the atmosphere of the movie that I love, and I suppose everyone else does. So, yeah, I can't wait to see any more adaptations of rides. Like, I hear they're doing a Avatar ride, which should be actually interesting, and then they're expanding the Harry Potter world. So, I'm excited for these movie rides, and I can't wait to try them.